FM 90.3 WJTL Stars Go Dim. Walking like giants. Good morning to you and happy Tuesday at 7:20.
Weather-wise today, rain likely, clouds, breezy, highs in the upper 60s. And then mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers. We're going to drop to 59. Looks nice tomorrow and warmer, too. Highs in the upper 70s and partly sunny. Looks like we are back in the low 80s on Thursday. Right now, we have some light rain here in Mannheim, and it's 61.
Our friends from Friendship Community hanging out with us, two of our favorite people, Katie Lehman and Cynthia Beebe, are here. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Cynthia is the Director of Development at Friendship Community. She also spreads the sunshine everywhere she goes there. Cynthia, tell us about Friendship.
Sweet. Thank you, Fred. Friendship Community provides residential homes and other types of set residential settings and vocational programs and other types of supports to adults with intellectual disability and autism. We serve between our residential services and our programs, we serve over 200 individuals.
Wow.
Yes, it's pretty incredible.
We've
been told we're one of those hidden gems in Lancaster County. We've been around since 1972. We were actually the first organization to open up a group home, a community home, in 1972. So, yeah, that's a pretty incredible distinction.
Yeah.
When we were off the air, we were talking about how much people and hugs and they can impact us. And, you know, I've been at Friendship for a number of years now, and there's probably never a day that goes by that I am incredibly blessed by what I've learned through interacting with them. Now, unfortunately, I don't get to interact that much as I'm in the administrative office, and we do more of the fundraising to support them. But, you know, just a simple hug of our individuals and the innocence and the humility that they teach you,
yeah.
The childlike faith that we are supposed to have. You know, I witness every day, we witness every day their capabilities, even though they have a disability, their capabilities. You know, we see their behaviors, their troublesome behaviors decrease when we interact with them, engage them, and show them love.
Yeah.
They're like you and me. They just want to be loved.
Yeah.
And so we have one individual. She's sweet-natured and quiet and thoughtful, and she used to, upon arriving to our day program, just walk in and plop down on the couch and just sit there. Well, of course, we don't, you know, want that to happen. We want to be
right.
able to promote and enrich their life.
Right.
So we used to have to coerce her into it. But now she, through several days of coming to the program, getting used to it, she participates in activities without being prompted. She's eager to pay a compliment to others and is asking, what are we doing next? So we've had parents that, when they've admitted their son or daughter into our program, say to us, wow, I never believed my son or daughter could do that or would do that. So it's pretty incredible what our team members do every day to enrich and fulfill and to really improve the lives of those that we serve.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And Katie Lehman's with us. She's the events coordinator. You have a big 45th anniversary event coming up. Tell us about that, Katie.
We have our 45th anniversary dinner on Tuesday, October 17th at Shady Maple. And this is one of our most exciting fundraising events of the year. And this year we have guest speaker Heather Avis. She is an author and speaker. She recently wrote a book called The Lucky Few. And it's she tells her story of sort of what her plan and her husband's plan was for her life and for to grow their family and how they struggled with infertility. And they ended up adopting three children, two of which have Down syndrome. And she just has a really incredible story about how God just completely changed her plan, and his plan became her plan, and it was much better than she could have ever imagined.
That's cool.
So she's going to come and speak, and we're really excited to have her.
So how can folks come and hear her speak and be a part of this event?
Yeah, so reservations, tickets are complimentary, but reservations are required. You can just go to our website, friendshipcommunity.net, and click the link on there to take it to the ticket reservations.
The 45th anniversary dinner is coming up Tuesday, October 17th.
Yes.
It's happening at Shady Maple, and the guest speaker is Heather Avis. And you could get all that you need there. It's free, but you need to make reservations, friendshipcommunity.net. friendshipcommunity.net. We'll talk more with Katie and Cynthia coming up in just a bit. Right now, back to the music with the City Harmonic. The